The satellite image of the blue planet Earth at dusk, its nightlights visible from space. Monumental metallic lettering spelling the word Universal encircles the globe, settling in front of it. A Comcast company. A pink-tipped crystal sits under a glass dome on a plinth, pink laser beams crisscrossing the area around it. A green-eyed figure in a mask and cat ears flips onto a balcony above it. The person flips halfway down a sweeping staircase with ease, then pushes back off the wall, performing a handstand on the railing before flipping onto a stone bust. Placing a flashing disc on the glass dome, it disappears and she swipes up the crystal. Intentionally tossing it into the security beams, she smirks.
Security breach in the gym room!
Deploying a retractable grappling hook, the burglar is pulled up to the balcony. She tosses another flashing disc at the floor-to-ceiling window, which vanishes. A full moon hanging in the sky, she jumps out. Mattel Playground Productions presents Barbie, Spy Squad. Three gymnasts flip and spin from a plain white area, finally landing in a large gymnasium. One in a pink leotard, one in a blue one, and the last purple.
Yes!
Sweet, Renee. Awesome, Teresa.
Woo-hoo! Hi, Barbie!
Hey, Chelsea.
That's my sister.
You rock, Teresa.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks, Mila.
You go, Renee! Go, girl! Oh, yeah!
Thanks, Aunt Zoe.
It's so sweet that she came. Actually, has she ever missed a meet?
Probably not. Other than watching TV and knitting, I don't think she has much going on.
A white-haired woman holds up her knitting and winks.
Athletes, take your places. The competition will begin momentarily.
Barbie looks down, concern on her face.
But I'm not ready yet. I want to practice one more time, real quick.
Relax. You'll be great.
Black-haired Renee rests a hand on her shoulder.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the Golden Cup Championship qualifying trials.
Stood near a high beam, a gymnast in a teal leotard waves away a springboard, leaving Barbie, Renee, and Teresa, the last in the trio, shrugging. The auburn-haired gymnast pointedly yawns. The green-eyed gymnast flips backwards and up onto the high beam with ease, tumbling into a twisting flip for her dismount. The scoreboard reads 9.98.
Wow, Patricia just raised the bar.
You know what that means.
Time to bring our A game.
Pandora's Pyramid.
They each place a hand on top of Barbie's. Teresa and Renee kneeling in place ahead of her, hula hoops held out. Barbie stares, disconcerted.
Barbie! Get it together, Barbie.
We give it all we got.
She throws her hoop up, runs forward, then jumps high into a tucked roll. Her extended legs plummeting towards the girl's shoulders.
Oh, whoa!
They slip off.
Oh no!
I totally psyched myself out.
Don't be so hard on yourself. We still qualified for the championship.
Barely.
You just need to get out of your head.
Yeah, stop worrying so much.
Oh, it's Auntie Zoe.
Hey, Auntie Z, what's up?
How would my three favorite gymnasts like to join me for a relaxing picnic?
Barbie smirks.
We do like picnics.
Sure, sounds like fun.
Oh, great. I know just the spot. I'll text you the location.
Okay, see ya.
See? Things are looking up already.
They walk along a sidewalk set up from the beachfront, palm trees lining the street. Later, the three are stood looking out over the expanse of L.A.
Wow, what an amazing view.
Yeah, but it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
It's exactly what she texted me.
Stood in front of the Hollywood sign.
It is pretty perfect for a picnic.
Teresa and Renee smirk at each other as Barbie pulls out a pink picnic blanket.
Oh, come on, guys. You know I like to be prepared.
You got any food in there? She's really late.
Let's give her a few more minutes.
A hatch slides up in the Y of Hollywood.
What?
Barbie leading the way, they rush up to the revealed doorway.
Whoa. What is this place? Come on, let's check it out.
Why?
Are you kidding? The Hollywood sign just opened up. How can we not go inside?
Well, if you put it like that...
Brown-haired Teresa looks uncertain as she walks in.
What about your Aunt Zoe?
The door slams down and the three gaze up at a closed U-shaped archway.
Now what?
A beam scans their bodies.
What just happened?
We just got body scanned.
A light turns green and a door opens.
Cool!
Guys, I don't think we should go in.
Come on! What's the worst that could happen?
Where do you think it goes? Huh?
The girls in a heap on the floor, the door opens, revealing a large arch-ceilinged space.
Wow.
Standing, they stare out at the bustling space, people in dark suits milling about.
Just try to blend in.
Small robots hover overhead, one headed towards Barbie.
Oh! Wow! That's a fusion-powered jetpack!
Tester slammed against a glass wall.
Whoa!
In another testing room...
Zipline backpack? Cool! If I had that backpack, I'd never walk again. Whoa!
Another tester is on a motorcycle.
What a sweet ride. Oh, awesome!
A food-making computer.
Is that a build-your-own pizza bar? All you can eat.
Huh?
Open 24 hours. I see you found the picnic spot.
Auntie Zoe, what are you doing here?
Her frumpy clothing are transformed into a smart purple skirt suit.
Girls, welcome to I3, the International Intelligence and Innovation Agency. I didn't really bring you here for a picnic. I brought you here because we have a very important mission for you.
Sat in a private office.
Wait, you're the head of an international intelligence agency?
And you want us to become secret agents? 'Cause why?
Allow me to explain.
Places her teacup on a floating robot. The wall-sized window turns into a computer screen.
Wow.
There have been 5 robberies in the last 5 weeks, all involving rare ancient gemstones. There are 3 remaining gems that, if stolen and assembled correctly, can be quite destructive. Many years ago, the agency developed a gem-powered EMP weapon, electromagnetic pulse technology, but it was deemed too dangerous.
A case filled with jewels electrifies and lights on a satellite map go out.
We disbanded the program and destroyed the tech, but it looks like it's been reassembled. It is imperative we stop the jewel thief before she steals the 3 remaining gems.
Why not just get them yourselves?
Well, for one, we think the thief is working for someone.
And you want us to find out who?
How are we going to do that?
As you can see, the suspect in question is no ordinary thief. Our cat burglar displays a level of athletic skill and agility that has made them virtually uncatchable. Believe me, we've tried. But you girls could change all that.
Can we just back up for a sec? How long have you been British?
Really? You're hung up on that?
Yeah. The Auntie Zoe I know loves to wear tracksuits and knit cat clothing.
Aunt Zoe is my cover, dear. This is the real me.
You think we can be secret agents and catch this thief?
Without question, my dear. I've been watching you compete since you were little. I have never seen such raw talent. Acrobatics and agility, power and strength, precision and focus. Of course, you'll need some additional training, but I have no doubt that you are exactly what the agency needs to apprehend the suspect.
The images vanish and the view of the city returns.
Missy, they need you in operations.
Excuse me, girls. This should only take a moment.
A holographic wall disappears.
I can't believe it.
Then reforms again.
We're gonna be secret agents.
No, we're not.
We're gymnasts. We have curfews. We still sleep with stuffed animals.
Speak for yourself.
Guys, seriously, who doesn't want to become a spy? You get to wear disguises, travel the world, have amazing adventures.
That may sound great to you, Miss Always Up for Anything, but me, I like to avoid potentially dangerous situations.
Wait, did you say dangerous?
I'm in!
And besides, we're training for the championship. We can't do both.
Yes, we can. Teresa, the chance to do something this cool and make a real difference doesn't come along every day. We have to give it a shot.
Green-eyed Teresa stares wide-eyed as Zoe re-enters.
Come on. Please?
Fine.
So, what do you girls say?
When do we get started?
I knew I could count on you. Follow me. I'll get you set up.
Renee nudges Teresa.
As if you don't still sleep with stuffed animals.
Shh.
So, when do you think the thief will make their next move?
Based on our threat assessment expert's analysis, we expect the thief's next strike to occur in the next 24 hours. So, we need to get you field ready as quickly as possible.
I'm sorry, but that accent is seriously freaking me out, Auntie Zoe.
You'll get used to it, dear. Oh, and while we're at work, I think it's best to call me by my agency name, Miss Z.
A railing surrounds them, then a circular cutout of floor they stood on rises up.
Now, it's important that we keep the EMP's resurgence quiet. Letting the public know would only spread panic and chaos.
Yeah, we wouldn't want any of that.
Is that a 10 zettabyte server housing a threat matrix analyzer?
100 zettabytes. It powers the agency worldwide. How did you...
I read a lot of Wired magazine.
Don't believe everything you read.
Girls, this is Agent Dunbar. He will be your training specialist.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Aww, so cute.
Hey there, Robo Kitty.
What's your name?
Violet. What's yours?
A talking robot cat. Cool.
Violet is actually one of our tech bots. Quite indispensable when it comes to surveillance and gadgetry in the field.
Jetson its paws propel it through the air to Miss Z.
So the cat lady thing isn't just a cover, huh?
Not entirely. All right, then. Agent Dunbar, I believe it's time to get our new recruits started.
Ladies, this way. There's a lot to see.
The dark-haired and suit-wearing Dunbar leads the way.
Good luck, girls. And welcome aboard.
The robot cat Violet follows after them. A room is filled with various colorful outfits.
That's our disguise dispensary.
Look at all the disguises. We could play dress-up in there for days.
Wow.
Ah! Aww.
Teresa pulls Renee away.
Ooh, what happens in there?
That is on a need-to-know basis, and you do not need to know.
Whoa.
We are about to enter the invention lab. Every gadget, weapon, and disguise utilized in the field is created, tested, and perfected in here.
Orange sparkly goo hits the wall behind them.
Sorry about that!
Our young inventor apparently finished robotics school 2 years ahead of his class.
The teens follow Dunbar into a room with a raised platform filled with computers and gadgets. A young man with glasses examines an object.
Sweet.
Anybody see my world's best inventor mug?
I used it to test out a new invisibility spray, and now I can't find it.
Laszlo, the new recruits.
Right. I'm sorry.
His eyes scan them, stopping on Teresa. They shyly smile at each other.
Hello? hi. Welcome. Welcome, everyone.
Laszlo, didn't you have something for the girls?
Oh, yes, of course. Right this way, ladies.
Teresa looks at an orange robot owl.
Hey, cool! Did you make this?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my security prototypes. Yeah, I'm having a little trouble getting him to meet durability standards. That and his glide ratio is only clocking in at 4-1. I was just thinking, if I increase the wingspan, it could change...
Have you considered using a graphene metal composite coating for the build?
Hey, that might work!
His brow furrowing with thought, he turns to her.
You know about this sort of thing?
I've been toying with some robot designs of my own. I think you have a fan.
Right.
Did you really invent all this stuff by yourself? Aren't you like 12?
17, actually. I sort of had a knack for biomechanics since I was little. Huh? Right. But you can't do anything without a great team. This is my right-hand man. Hand.
The bodiless robot hand shakes Barbie's.
Speaking of teams...
Right. This is your tech bot. Percy.
A pink robot dog.
And by yours, I mean all three of you. Not just you. Although...
you are so cute.
Who's a handsome boy?
You are. Yes, you are.
I know. I'm adorable. Now that we've got that out of the way, won't you say we lose the baby talk, eh?
Huh? Oh, excuse us. Sir?
You're sixth generation Alpha Series, aren't you? Well, if you're free later, I...
Sorry, Whiskers. No can do. I'm on the clock 24/7, 365.
Come on, Percy. I could combine your software debugging appointments.
I don't think so.
All right, ladies. Playtime's over. If they make it past training, I'll send them back for the rest.
The teens follow Dunbar out. Percy and Violet following.
Good luck!
Laszlo waves.
I found my invisible mug!
He accidentally knocks it off his computer console, a glass-domed atrium.
The first rule of being a secret agent is tell no one you are a secret agent.
Yes, sir.
Roger that. Loud and clear.
Would anyone like to take a wild guess at the second rule? Don't bother. It's the same as the first. The third rule is...
Don't tell anyone you're a secret agent.
No. Know how to defend yourself.
He aggressively leans in. They punch their arms.
At ease. We'll get to that.
Oh.
First, I need to assess your abilities.
Barbie touches a button on her belt.
What happened to your body?
I forgot to tell you. There's a button on your belt that activates stealth mode.
Awesome. Cool. I'm a floating head. I'm a floating head.
Hey, guys, look. I totally blend. We so have to add this to our routine.
Aw.
They press the button again.
Now, keep in mind that becoming a great agent is not merely about focus and talent. It is about determination, concentration, stamina, and... teamwork.
Not a problem, Agent Dunbar.
We'll see.
The girls are stood on a tall round platform in the training atrium.
Prepare yourself, ladies, for your first challenge. This might look easy, but trust me, it's not.
They peek over the edge.
Don't worry, there's a device on your utility belt to the left of your buckle.
Barbie pulls off a tiny pink pouch.
Hmm? Whoa! Sweet!
A black backpack.
Whoa!
They're repelling backpacks.
Holding the handle, Barbie's pushed over the edge as a rappel line shoots out.
Cool! Oh, awesome!
Twisting off the platform, Renee shoots out her grappled rappel line.
Piece of cake. Unless the rope breaks and we instantly plunge to the ground.
What are the odds of that happening?
5,082 to 1. And by instantly, I'm talking 3 seconds, maybe less, based on body mass, air temperature, and wind resistance.
You're a real ray of sunshine, aren't you?
Teresa, you got this. You'll be fine. Just breathe.
Teresa rolls her eyes. She carefully climbs over the edge.
Sure. The cat gets nap mode, and I get this.
Violet is asleep on a climbing wall hold.
Yes! Woo-hoo!
Barbie flips off.
Go, Renee!
She lands with a leg out.
Nice.
Woo-hoo!
Told you, a piece of cake.
Give me a high five. Woo! Oh.
Save the celebrations, ladies. You still have 2 more challenges and very little time.
Dunbar consults his transparent tablet, his eyes stern. The glass atrium ceiling darkens. Bright beams of light crisscross in front of the teens.
To successfully navigate this laser field, you must maintain concentration at all times.
They start to move.
Oh, no.
Ready, team?
Barbie flips over the first few beams. Taking a moment to gauge their movements, she flips forward.
You're up!
Renee nudges Teresa.
Renee! You gotta slow down!
Or you could speed up!
Guys, it's all good. We just gotta make it through one more section. The handspring combo from our routine should do the trick.
Come on, Teresa!
Her long brown hair in a ponytail, Teresa flips backwards, her arms wide and back arching elegantly.
Yes!
Oh, no alarms triggered.
Looking unimpressed, Dunbar consults his tablet, a long green tie around his neck.
Sometimes, taking the path less traveled is the best way to apprehend a suspect.
This one will be easy.
Your training partners have been programmed to attack, block, and generally make your lives difficult.
Long-armed round flying robots emerge from a hatch in the floor.
Easy, huh?
Barbie grimaces. Their yellow eyes scowling, they take up positions on an obstacle course. One pointing at its eyes, then the girls.
Let's do this.
With a nod from Barbie, they rush forward and enter the obstacle course, leaping up a sheer wall face. Barbie pushes down on a robot as she leaps forward. She swings on a bar, kicking a robot away. With a smirk, Dunbar slides his finger up his tablet, the robot's eyes turning red with increased aggression. They confront Renee, clamping a pincer around her wrist.
What are the odds of this ever being the best way to get somewhere?
Slim to absolute zero.
Leaping from block to block, Teresa is surrounded by robots who inch closer, their pincers closing and spinning. Teresa smirks. She leaps out of the way, letting the robots collide. Dunbar gives a small smile. Right before the finish, sections of the course start to rise and fall.
Seriously?
Think of it like playing a video game.
Barbie and Teresa time their leaps, making it to the topmost platform.
Over here!
As Renee approaches, Dunbar turns off the moving platforms, leaving a long chasm. As a damaged robot approaches Barbie and Teresa, they smile at each other before Teresa leap kicks it.
Whoa.
Renee leaps onto the damaged robot, which inches closer to the platform.
Made it!
Not bad. Not bad at all.
You can say that again. High five.
Percy looks away unimpressed. Violet floats up to Dunbar, paw extended, but he merely hitches an eyebrow at her.
Tough room.
Congratulations, ladies. You're cleared for your first mission. You may have only a small amount of free time. I suggest you use it wisely. Go get your gear.
That was amazing! You're all hi-ya, hi-ya, and tumble, 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 and hi-ya!
Barbie and Renee grimace while Teresa shyly smiles.
I saw it all on surveillance.
He indicates over to a large wall-sized screen showing robots lying broken on the ground.
Oh, yeah, follow me. Graduation presents.
Circular cutouts on a white table sink down, then rise up laden with various purple-tinged objects.
Whoa, cool.
For you. Huh?
Teresa smiles coquettishly up at him.
Not just you. All of you. Which obviously includes you. Shall we?
Oh, wow. Whoa, cool.
Careful with that.
Seriously? I'm a girl. It's lip gloss.
Accidentally swiping him with it, his body is electrified.
Oh, sorry.
Lip gloss. Giggle. Taser.
She recaps the lip gloss wand.
I am so keeping this.
Here, try this one. It's safer. For me.
Hmm?
He hands her a compact. As she opens it, it transforms.
Whoa!
A mini scanner!
With infrared heat signatures!
What's so special about this?
Ooh, soft.
What? Is it not my color?
She looks like Laszlo.
Something like that.
You might want to look in a mirror.
No offense, Laszlo, but this thing's adjustable, right?
Yeah, sure. That's just the prototype.
Hmm.
Renee powders her face again, returning to normal.
Phew.
The robot arm passes Barbie a twisted pink object.
Huh?
She reluctantly takes it.
Oh, a stick. Cool. Still working on that, too?
Not just a stick. A gymnastic, launching, innovative spy stick. Gliss.
Oh, a super high-tech, weird-sounding stick.
I don't know. I think it sounds cool.
Allow me to demonstrate.
He takes the stick from her.
You're gonna love this.
A wristband pops out, which he puts on Barbie.
Stylish.
The gliss and the bracelet work together. Here, give it a try.
Whoa! This is cool.
Wow!
Whoa!
She looks at the pink staff.
Huh.
Then uses it to pole vault.
Ah. So cool! Whoa!
If you're wearing the bracelet, the gliss will always come back to you.
Really?
She tosses it out and it boomerangs back to her.
Awesome!
Thanks, Laszlo.
It does more the more you use it, too. And you can send it messages from these keypad nails.
Whoa! Keypad nails?
Give them a try.
Her fingers are tipped with purple iridescent nails.
Hey, Barbie. Incoming.
She types in the air, sending a message of three hearts to Barbie's new gliss wristband.
Cool!
Huh. I wonder if it would work with synaptic interfacing.
That's a great idea! You're so amazing. You are all amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Laszlo.
Seriously.
Wait!
He holds out a hand.
There's more!
Later, each dressed in long jackets, the teens step out of the secret door in the Y of the Hollywood sign, light flooding out from behind them. Colored glasses match their jackets, pink for Barbie, Teresa's purple, and blue for Renee. Digital readouts visible on the visor-like glasses, they all wear satisfied smiles and twirl before striking a pose as the door slides shut. Slides up again, and a figure on a pink motorcycle with a tiny sidecar spins donuts in the dirt.
Wow.
A remote in Laszlo's hand, a purple and blue motorcycle wheel forward.
Sweet, am I right?
He's right.
Amazing.
They're yours. Surprise!
Ours? What? No way.
These babies are loaded. Titanium-reinforced body. Holographic view screen. Night vision windshield, a sparkle bomb launcher for a diversion, and a sidecar for your favorite tech bot.
That would be me.
Okay, you're serious. This is for us.
Every great secret agent needs a sweet ride.
A purple and blue helmet soar over.
They're hairdo helmets. Not only do these babies protect your head, they protect you from helmet hair.
Dude, I don't know how you come up with all this, but I like it.
You girls have ridden before, right?
Of course! I'm a pro! Just like riding a bike!
Whoa! Whoa!
Teresa struggles as they head down the hill.
Careful out there!
Thanks, Laszlo!
Later at the training gym...
I hate to say it, but Dunbar was right. Being a secret agent isn't as easy as it looks.
I know. Even my eyelashes are tired.
Ugh, good thing there's no homework in secret agent school.
Secret agent school? Does that actually exist?
Because I would totally go there! Me too!
Right? I mean, who wouldn't?
You know, if there was such a thing,
which there absolutely isn't,
no, there is not.
The girl's eyes goggle.
Hey, Chelsea, Mila, would you guys mind grabbing our hoops from the equipment room while we warm up?
Sure!
Whew, my bad. I did not see them behind us.
Spy squad, it's go time.
Sweet!
Let's roll.
They slip out a side door as the young girls step onto the mat with hula hoops in hand.
Huh? Where'd they go?
Helmets on, they zoom down a city road.
Spy squad is en route.
Good. Satellite surveillance has just detected a security breach inside the penthouse owned by billionaire Griffin Pitts.
Pulling up building schematics now.
Teresa types in the air with her special nail extensions.
What makes you think our jewel thief is behind this break-in?
Mr. Pitts is also one of the world's biggest collectors of art and gems. Percy will meet you on scene. Now, agents, I must remind you, this is a covert operation. Don't trigger any alarms and leave no trace. Remember your training and make me proud.
Palm trees lining the road, glowing windows gleam in the night sky as they drive down the road. As they turn a corner, Percy is stood on the sidewalk.
About time you ladies got here.
Hey, Percy.
Wow. Love these hairdo helmets.
Come on. The chase is my favorite part of the job.
Let's do this.
Activate stealth mode.
As they run towards a tall building, they become invisible.
Proceed with caution.
The lock picked, they become visible again as they enter the dark open plan living area with floor-to-ceiling windows and a white grand piano.
No signs of forced entry.
Maybe it was a false alarm.
Accessing security system.
Oops.
A mesh of laser beams.
Let me save you the trouble. I'm up here and you're too late. But if it makes you feel any better,
Love the outfits. Too bad you don't have the jewels to go with them.
No, but we're about to.
As Renee leaps for the mystery thief, she in turn leaps for the light fixture, then down onto the piano. Barbie swipes at her with the gliss.
If that's as fast as you can go, you might as well give up now. Yeah.
Sneaking up on the thief, Teresa knocks into a crystal statue on a plinth, which she grabs.
Percy, see if you can deactivate the lasers while we take care of her.
I'm on it.
A holographic satellite dish appears on top of his head, while Barbie confronts the smirking thief, avoiding the laser beams. Teresa tries to right the tipped plinth.
Teresa!
Huh?
Incoming! Here I come!
Renee, look out!
Renee lands on a tortoise statue, which begins to tilt, Teresa hopping on and grabbing her leg to ride it.
Hey! Sure you don't want to stop and wait for your little friends?
The cat-masked thief flips onto a horse statue, kicks off a wall, then pulls herself onto a balcony. She gazes at the girls trying to right the tortoise statue, then spies a vase.
Now, where is it? Where is it?
Oh, lady! Catch!
Oh, no!
As Renee leaps for the throne vase, the laser beams disappear.
A laser frequency located and terminated.
You're all mine now.
With a wink from Percy, Barbie charges forward with the armed gliss, but her pole vault misses the mark and she dangles from the balcony. She swings her legs up, then uses the bracelet to retrieve the fallen gliss.
Yoo-hoo!
The thief leaps onto a statue, then scales a circular stone staircase. With a nod to the others, Barbie follows.
Huh?
How did we lose her? There!
Spotting a grappling hook, they look over the railing.
Come on! Chase me already!
Let's go.
Are you kidding me?
Come on! This is our moment to shine. Catch the thief, get the gem, save the world.
Okay.
Barbie leaps over the edge and deploys her backpack grappling hook. Renee and Teresa follow, and Barbie reaches out for the thief. The dangling Teresa starts to panic.
Oh, no.
Barbie stops her descent.
Aw, trouble in paradise. Pressure's on. What you gonna do? Play it safe or try and catch me? This is why I work alone.
You can do this, T. It's just like we practiced.
Hurry! She's getting away!
Oh, and I'm out of rope!
Barbie looks at Teresa.
Take a deep breath. Oh. Ready?
Oh no!
Barbie's grappling hook slips and she grabs Renee's rope, bouncing the trio against the sheer wall face.
Wish I could stay and hang, but you know me. Places to go, things to steal.
The thief pops on her helmet and drives away on her bike, leaving the girls dangling. Back at Miss Z's office.
Failing one mission isn't the end of the world, girls. But the higher-ups aren't known for their patience.
Especially when it comes to losing the Firestorm Ruby.
Don't worry, Percy. Oh.
You know, they really ought to have you wear a bell or something.
Violet sits next to Percy, who turns his back.
Miss Z, it was totally my fault. The team did great. I'm the one who messed up.
Miss Z considers.
Let's just chalk it up to beginner nerves and move forward, shall we?
The girls smile awkwardly.
Tomorrow night, the National Museum is holding an invitation-only gala for its exhibition of ancient gemstones. To ensure the highest level of secrecy, you'll need to infiltrate the event undercover. I had Laszlo pull some options for you. You can go see him now. Dismissed.
Undercover? That means disguises.
In Laszlo's invention laboratory, Renea sat on the desk.
Ooh, these brushes are soft.
Told ya.
Oh, let me try.
Laszlo pulls in a floating wardrobe.
Ooh, super soft.
They all look like Laszlo.
What?
Even I don't want to see that much of me. Try these instead.
They powder their faces back to normal.
Beautiful day to celebrate. Feeling alive and I can't complain. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. You can't take away my sun on a rainy day. No. You can't take away my smile cause it's here to stay. It's okay, I'll be great. Woo!
Montage of photos of the girls mixing and matching three outfits. Clown, ninja, and French princess.
Thanks, Laszlo.
These will be great for tonight.
You're welcome. I mean, you're all welcome. Anytime.
Ooh, and perfume.
Wait, that's not perfume, that's...
Renee squeezes and they're enveloped in sparkling purple smoke.
A sparkle bomb. They're great for distractions.
He grins.
I'll take a few of these.
She pockets the round purple balls.
You coming?
See ya.
Good luck tonight.
Hey, you know what would go great with these?
Let me guess. Pizza?
Yep. You guys in?
Why not? You guys go ahead. I'll meet you later. I'm gonna practice with my Gliss.
Okay, see you later. We'll save you a slice.
Gliss in hand, Barbie enters the training atrium. Tossing it in the air, she tumbles and flips to catch it. Pole vaulting onto a platform, she spots a pink high bar. She pole vaults towards it, hoping to land on her feet. She face plants below it and then swipes up her Gliss, her face determined.
Whoa!
She tries again but ends up hanging by her knees. Her Gliss hits her on the head. She finally nails the pole landing.
Yes!
And catches her Gliss. Tossing it up, it extends between two blocks and she jumps up and uses it as a high bar, swinging in circles, then flipping off into a cartwheel. Missy enters the training atrium and smiles up at Barbie, who tosses the Gliss, then flips to the ground.
You're getting pretty good with that.
I'm just playing around.
I get it. It's about enjoying yourself, not being perfect.
I guess so.
Doing something you enjoy is always a good way to get out of your head. You can control it, you know, your mind. Like you control the Gliss.
Barbie stares.
What do you mean?
Have you ever tried visualizing? It's a way to train your brain like you train your body. Before you do whatever you're trying to do, you picture yourself accomplishing it. Then you do. See it, then be it.
Looking at her reflection.
Why don't you go get some rest? You have a big night ahead of you.
With a closed-lipped smile and nod, Barbie follows her out. Dressed as waitresses, the three secret agents inch into the back entrance of the National Museum, their motorcycles parked outside.
I'll check in with you on my comlink when I'm in position.
Okay, Percy. We'll see you inside.
The pink robot dog wheels away.
Let's go, girls.
They enter an industrial kitchen.
You are late!
Oh,
don't tell me the Academy sent me Chinese again?
No, sir. We're fully trained.
Fine. Give me 350 shrimp and 200 mini egg rolls.
Now!
Oui, chef!
As the mustachioed chef marches away, Teresa picks up a tray of kebabs.
Order up! Remember, this is just our cover.
Yeah, we don't actually have to do it.
I don't hear the plating!
Oh, yes, we do.
A disguise is more than just an outfit. You have to feel the chef. Be the chef.
Whoa! Ah!
Barbie slips and bumps up the heat on the stovetop, and Renee is wearing prawns.
Sorry.
I got you.
A hanging pot rack falls.
Ta-da!
A pot boils over.
Oh, no.
I'm in position. You are clear for phase two.
Copy that.
Mon Dieu!
They run away from the irate chef.
What have you done to my kitchen? What?
Quick, this way.
Rushing into the main gallery as the girls twirl, their waitress outfits transform into ball gowns. Barbie's hot pink with diamonds and sparkling shoes, necklace and tiara. Renee's is blue and Teresa's is purple.
You guys look stunning.
You look pretty amazing yourself, Barbie.
Thanks.
With a nudge of her head, they follow Barbie into the high-ceilinged main gallery area, three huge swirling sculptures hanging from the ceiling.
I don't see anything suspicious. Do you?
We have a breach! Northwest corner!
Copy that. We're on our way.
Guests scatter. Renee touches her tiara, transforming it into her computer visor.
Northwest corner! This way!
Both Barbie and Teresa touch their tiaras and scan the upper balcony area.
False alarm, maybe?
Could be an electrical short.
Looks like the security system's been hacked.
Percy, run a scan of the security system. Percy?
His frequency has been scrambled.
It was just a trick to draw us away from the gem. Quick, downstairs. Access the museum server and put the building on lockdown.
Copy that.
Their ball gowns transform into pantsuits.
Everyone's gone.
Run a thermal scan. See if we're really alone.
Teresa activates her compact mirror thermo scanner.
We have company.
And I have a shiny new toy. That's what happens when you're fashionably late. You miss all the fun.
The gem!
As they rush up a wide staircase, the thief leaps onto one of the hanging sculptures.
Comlinks are down. Did you find the...
Up there!
How does she keep beating us?
I don't know, but it's about to stop.
Hey-ya!
Barbie pole vaults after her.
Oh, man, I hate heights.
You're going to nail it. Let's do this.
Ah! Hey, I did it! I did it!
Cool!
Must be so frustrating to always be one step behind.
She leaps onto the other sculpture.
No way. Was that a triple Arabian flip?
Barbie inches closer, clinging to the green rim sculpture, while the thief is stood on the yellow rimmed one.
Careful, sweetheart. Don't forget what happened last time you tried to keep up with me.
What did Auntie Zoe say? See it, then be it.
Closes her eyes.
Get it together, Barbie. Whoa!
She slips off the sculpture.
Whoa!
She loses her grip, then falls. As the girls fall, Percy deploys an expanding net.
Ta-ha! Got you!
So close and yet so far.
She shoots a grappling hook out of a window.
We lost her. Again.
Barbie watches as she vanishes. Back at the Hollywood Hills headquarters.
We just received new intel that the final gem has been targeted.
Unfortunately, you won't be the ones to retrieve it.
But...
It's true. The Director of National Intelligence has decided to terminate your training.
What? Really?
The stakes are just too high now. If the thief gets to the last remaining gem before we do, not only do we lose the gem... We lose the key to finding the EMP weapon.
So what are you saying? We're out?
As in, fired?
Like, permanently?
Girls, you know I love you, but it's out of my hands now. I'm sorry. I wish things had turned out differently. We all do.
Dunbar stands taller as she looks at him. The office wall vanishes and the girls walk out. Percy, Violet, and Laszlo follow them out, and as Dunbar watches, he crosses his arms over his chest. Duffel bags over their shoulders, they walk out the hidden door.
I'll miss you. Not just you. All of you.
All right then, good work. See ya.
Percy trots back into headquarters.
Should we...
Oh, I'll go.
Her paws glowing, Violet flies over to Percy.
You don't have to put on an act, Percy.
I'm a professional, darling. This sort of thing comes with the territory. It's no big deal. I'm gonna miss them so much.
Violet comforts Percy.
You know what? I'm not supposed to do this, but why don't you keep your gear for one more day and bring it back tomorrow?
Really? You'd really do that?
I'd do anything for you. All of you.
Aww.
They rush up and hug him.
Cool. So it's a date. I mean, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Laszlo smiles shyly. Later, their three bikes are parked outside of their training gym.
All right. Who's ready to put yesterday behind us?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm gonna miss that free pizza, though.
You guys okay?
Yeah, hey, Barbie. I can't believe I keep messing that up. Again. Every time I get to this one part, I just... I don't know how to explain it.
You get in your head? Get scared you're gonna mess up and let everyone down? Then you do?
Yeah! How'd you know?
Lucky guess.
Must be a sister thing.
It's okay to make mistakes. No one expects you to be perfect. That's one of the cool things about being part of a team. It's not up to one person.
What do you mean?
You support your team, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're there to support you too, no matter what. Like family.
Wow, I was way off. I thought you were mad at me or something.
What? No, not at all.
Then how come you've been so secretive lately, Barbie? You keep disappearing and stuff.
I'm sorry, Chels. I wish I could share everything with you, but I can't right now. When I can, I will. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea nods and the sisters hug.
How about we work on that round off?
Grinning ear to ear, Chelsea kicks her legs up, which Barbie spots.
Perfect. Ready to try on your own?
Can we practice one more time?
Barbie considers.
See if this works. Next time you get nervous, try to picture yourself doing the move exactly the way you want to. Then do it. See it. Then be it.
I'll try.
Chelsea scrunches up her eyes, then smiles at Barbie.
It worked!
That a girl. All right, Chelsea!
Thanks, Barbie! That was awesome advice!
Yeah, I guess it was.
Barbie spots the green-eyed gymnast on a bar. Patricia sticks an uneven bar landing.
Was that a triple Arabian?
I don't know why you try and keep up with me.
What did you say?
I don't know why you try and keep up with me.
Took me a second without your cat suit and stolen gems.
So you found me. Too bad finding and catching aren't the same thing.
Tossing her water bottle at Barbie, she runs away.
Patricia is the thief! Patricia is the thief?
Let's go.
Wait, we're not secret agents anymore, remember? We got fired. This is about doing the right thing. That's why we became agents in the first place, isn't it? Come on!
They follow Barbie out of the gymnasium.
Should we follow them? Nah, she'll tell me when she's ready.
The three speed away on their motorcycles.
No luck reaching Agent Dunbar.
I couldn't get Auntie Z either.
Same with Laszlo. We'll just have to do it on our own.
Barbie leads the way on her pink bike.
Approaching suspect now. Gotcha.
Her visor computer screen locks onto Patricia, and they follow her as she turns left. Patricia looks back over her shoulder, then twists the throttle. Patricia knocks a light pole down, and Barbie uses her pink bliss to expertly pole vault over it. Her bike carrying on forward, she flips in the air, then lands in its saddle. The girls continue to pursue Patricia on the city streets, and they whiz past a mom and boy walking down the sidewalk.
Cool! Launching Sparkle Bomb!
Ah! Whoops! Didn't think this through.
They drive into the sparkling pink and purple cloud. As they emerge, Barbie spots Patricia to her left. Moving closer, she bounces her gliss off the thief's back bumper. Patricia spots a freeway on-ramp and a fast-approaching SUV.
We lost her!
Again?
No, we didn't. I placed a tracker on her.
Cool!
Wait, why would Patricia be going to headquarters?
Are you sure your tracker is calibrated?
Only one way to find out.
Come on, I know a shortcut.
The tracker blinking on the thief's bike, the girls zip up a freeway on-ramp. Meanwhile, Patricia makes her way up the dirt road to the base of the Hollywood sign and parks her bike behind a shrub, her eyes peeled for anyone watching. As the door in the Y starts to slide down, they all make it under just in time.
They already removed our security clearance.
Now what?
I say!
Percy!
Just a normal dog heading back in from a walk.
Percy allows himself to be scanned.
We go stealth.
As they follow after Barbie, they disappear. Still invisible, Teresa's thermo-imaging makeup compact appears outside a door barred by red laser beams. Then the girls reappear.
She's in the off-limits sector.
We'll never get through that door.
Quick, up there!
Spotting a ventilation shaft, Barbie extends the gliss across the corridor, then uses it as a high bar, flipping up into the shaft. Teresa and Renee use their grapple hook backpacks.
Renee, you're the loud scrawler I know. Can you whisper any louder? Guys, we have to keep it down.
They crawl along the shaft.
I still don't get why she'd be here. Maybe this will help.
Teresa pulls out special goggles.
It's another gift.
It's the last gem.
Looking down through another vent grate, she spies a shadowy figure.
Sorry, that's mine. Shh. Hello?
Teresa, it's me, Laszlo.
From the agency? I saw you called.
I got your gem, but those girls are on to me. I'd be careful if I were you.
You've certainly proven your loyalty, Patricia.
Agent Dunbar?
No, it's Laszlo!
Hanging upside down in gravity boots. He falls to the floor.
Who's there?
Laszlo?
Shh! Laszlo, we know it's you.
Yeah. Sure, I knew you did. I was just, you know, making sure that,
They're pulled down by the robots.
Send backup! Open this room! Stat!
He rushes away, then back again, the robot arm giving him his orange goo blaster, while elsewhere, an evil robot lays the captured girl's weapons on a table.
Ladies, I'm glad you're here. You're about to learn another important lesson. Treat your team right, or they will steal your secrets and use them against you.
What did the agency ever do to you?
I was in line to be the head of this agency, but they overlooked me for your precious Aunt Zoe.
So you stole the plans to the EMP weapon
and had her steal the gems to power it.
To think, I looked up to you, Patricia.
You know, being the bad guy is even more fun than I expected. After I use the EMP weapon to destroy the agency's main server, I'll blame it all on Miss Z.
You can't blame her. That's so unfair.
Oh, but I can.
But think about how much destruction you'll cause.
I have. If it's as brutal as I predict, I may even go global with it. Who needs to run an agency when you can rule the world?
Patricia gawks.
Would you like to do the honors?
Yeah, about that. I just wanted to make some extra cash. I'm not really into the whole world domination thing. Good luck with that, though.
Nice try, but you have to pick a side. Mine or theirs?
I pick mine.
Leaping up, she hops from robot to robot, then runs out of the lab, leaving the girls in the clutches of the robots.
Her loss. Time to initiate phase one. You, come with me. You, watch them.
All employees proceed to safe room. This is not a drill.
As he walks out, robots in his wake, Barbie spots her gliss, then eyes her control bracelet.
All employees proceed to safe room. This is not a drill.
Renee! Teresa!
Tossing them their weapons.
Hey, what do you feed a hungry robot? Megabytes! Get it?
Teresa zaps it with her lip gloss wand.
This is not a drill.
Think you can handle the rest?
We got this!
Once they're under control, try and reprogram them. I've got Dunbar.
All employees proceed to safe room. This is not a drill.
As Barbie runs into the hallway, other agents and scientists are rushing about.
Hey, Dunbar!
Get her!
His robot guards attack. Leaping onto a robot food machine, she pelts them with slices of pizza. Meanwhile, Dunbar rises up on a round platform.
All employees.
Time for phase two.
He locks in the last crystal. Barbie pole vaults onto the platform.
How did you get out?
The platform lifting through an upper floor, Dunbar lunges at her with a suitcase of jewels.
Do you really think you can stop me?
She's forced to flip down after he pushes her over and she clings to the railing, the platform rising through another hole in the ceiling. Meanwhile, Teresa and Renee are surrounded.
Guess what? It's sparkle time!
Renee throws down a sparkle bomb.
Don't even think about moving.
Huh?
She said, don't move.
Laszlo fires orange goo at the last robot while Barbie catches up with Dunbar. She pole vaults over three approaching robots, then flips up onto a balcony Dunbar is walking on.
You'll never get away with this, Dunbar!
I already have, Barbie. So young. So foolish.
Not so fast, Dunbar.
Oh, Patricia, you disappoint me.
Then you're really gonna hate this.
Patricia flips towards Dunbar, kicking him over, then onto the robots bearing down on Barbie.
Nice! Why the sudden team spirit?
Let's just say having people who care might not be the worst thing.
Come on, you! You're next!
Laszlo, catch!
Steadying the robot in front of him, pressing a tablet, he reprograms it.
This one's ready.
Got it. We have to move faster. Barbie's on her own.
She pats a newly reprogrammed robot. The robot grabs the Gliss.
The Gliss!
Barbie and Patricia are grabbed by the robots.
Now, time to get this party started.
You'll never get away with this on my watch.
You're too late.
Did you really think I wouldn't figure it out, Agent Dunbar?
Renee, Teresa, and Laszlo are perched on good robots.
Seriously, who are you?
You'll get used to it, dear.
Evil robots circle him.
I just started the countdown sequence.
We have to deactivate the weapon before it destroys the server.
We got these metalheads.
The device activates and robots shackle Miss Z and Teresa. Smirking, he holds it up and two robots fly off with it, a third guarding them.
Barbie!
Miss Z kicks the Gliss out of the robot's grasp, and Barbie activates her bracelet. She spies the device being flown away by the robots.
See it, then be it.
Closing her eyes, she envisions pole vaulting into the air towards the device. Opening her eyes, she does just that, soaring over Dunbar, leaping off a robot's head, then knocking the device free from the other robots, which she catches.
You're too late!
A maniacally laughing Dunbar lowers down on a platform as the device emits a surge of green light.
It's the EMP! It's jamming the signal!
The robots lose power, falling to the ground, and everyone gathers around the device.
Oh no!
Not Percy and Violet!
The EMP weapon was never designed to be turned off once it's been started!
If we can detach at least one of these gems, we can stop this thing from going off.
It seems to be held by an electromagnetic field!
Barbie, try the Gliss.
She activates the long, glowing pink staff. As she pokes one end of it underneath the jewel, the pink Gliss glows even brighter. The jewel dislodges and shatters on the ground. The robots come to life.
I say!
Percy!
Boys, you know what to do.
They head down the hole in the floor and after a sprinting Dunbar.
Hey! What are you doing? You're supposed to be on my side!
I guess you wanted to be part of a team after all. Too bad you chose the wrong one.
You haven't seen the last of Agent Dunbar. You'll see! Mark my word!
Nice work, girls! Put it there! Don't mess with the Spy Squad!
Woo! Seems like there's something to this teamwork thing after all.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Barbie and Patricia smirk at each other.
You all should be proud of yourselves. What you did today was nothing short of remarkable. Your friend Patricia is lucky. If you hadn't vouched for her, she'd have gotten a lot more than probation.
Guys, it's time.
Aunt Zoe, we gotta bounce.
They give Miss Z a hug.
I look forward to our next mission together.
We'll be in touch.
I'll miss you! And by you, I mean...
All of us, we know, Laszlo.
Teresa, I'll call you.
Good luck at the meet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the championships.
Spotlights shine on a blue gymnasium floor.
Guys,
Whatever happens today, however things go, I already feel like I've won with you as my team. Thanks for reminding me that that's what it's really about.
Aww.
They hug.
We're still gonna try and win, though, right? Is that what you...
No, actually, that is worth clarifying.
Yeah. We're going for the win.
Yes!
Renee points over Barbie's shoulder.
Hey, guys. Good luck out there.
Patricia winks at them, and she and Barbie shake hands.
Thanks.
Athletes, take your places. The competition will begin momentarily.
Go, team, go!
Go, Barbie!
You guys are the best!
Thanks, you guys.
Hey, Aunt Zoe.
Remember your training and make me proud.
Back in her disguise, Miss Z winks, leaving Chelsea and Mila confused.
See it, then be it.
With a smile and her arm in the air, Barbie's feet land on the girl's shoulders.
Welcome back, agents. Prepare for your next mission.
It's go time!
Here comes Spy Squad!
Audio description created by Iuno SDI Group. Written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Executive producers, Julia Pister, David Voss. Produced by Margaret M. Dean, Sharina Carlson. Score by Gabriel Mann and Rebecca Newble. Art supervision by Renata Marchand. Production design by Patricia Atchison. Written by Marcia Griffin, Casey Arnold. Supervising director, Michael Guggen. Edited by Colin Adams. Directed by Conrad Helton. Starring the voices of Barbie, Erica Lindbeck. Renee, Stephanie Shen. Teresa, Jenny Pelliker. Chelsea, Alyssa Swales. Mila, Elizabeth Irving. Agent Dunbar, announcer, head chef, Brian Dobson. Patricia, Rebecca Hussein. Aunt Zoe, Kathy Wieseluck. Laszlo, Ian Manlin. Percy, Jonathan Holmes. Violet and Alarm, Kathleen Barr. Voice casting and recording services, Vita Spark Production Incorporated, Richmond, British Columbia. Voice directors, Terry Klassen, Colette Sunderman. Songs, All We Got and Champions, written by Jeannie Lurie and Gabriel Mann. Performed by Rachel Bearer. Silver Lining and Strength in Numbers, written by Jordan Kane, Jason Rabinowitz, Mansa Wakili, Colton Fisher, James Catalbis, Jason Lamont, and Kelly Wakili, performed by Jordan Kane. Copyright 2016, Mattel. A quote. This is our story. What's yours? Barbie.